It is a bit the best of local tunes on Namibia's heart and soul. That is D.I.C. Stunner Man himself alongside Paige from Ethnics with My Time, bringing our time to exactly 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. And as I mentioned just a little bit earlier on, I do have the team from Old Mutual. I am wearing green today because me, Old Mutual is going to be in the building and whatever. So here we are, and we just want to have a conversation in terms of the Indaba that will be happening in around about 2 days or so. It's going to be very, very exciting, and we do have Mufaro in studio. We have Lisa and Yanji. Please just help me pronounce your name properly.
Hello. It's between 8 to 5. It's Uyanja.
Uyanja.
And then it's Janji after.
Oh, Janji.
After hours, please.
Tell us about Janji. I've never heard that name before.
Even myself, sometimes I forget that I have it. Janji was a nickname that I received back in primary school. And
okay.
It just stuck.
Just stuck. Okay,
yeah, so
cool.
It's my alter ego.
All right. So, Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Please speak into the mic, mommy, so that we can just hear you a little bit better. How's the Monday morning?
Quite blue, but we made it
quite
to the
blue.
Studio.
Go, what happened on your way here?
I'm normally a Monday morning person.
Yeah.
For some reason, I've been rushing, but
surviving.
Not surviving. I need my coffee before.
Okay, yeah, I can't relate. I just want my water. I'm not a coffee person at all. Mufaro, how are you doing today?
No, I'm doing good. I was listening to Janji, and he put on his radio voice.
Yeah. Oh, is that your
radio?
Come on, boss.
The guy came with it. I'm like, I don't know you like that.
This is me every day, boss.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's get right into it, man. We are 2 days away from the Old Mutual Foundation in Daba that will be happening here in the capital at the Opera House. How excited are you guys for this? Lisa?
Wow, I'm lost of words.
Okay, it's how so?
Because it's the first of its kind. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the activities, I'm like, wow. Mm. And the lineup of the speakers, the performers, what a team.
What a team, hey?
If you haven't bought your ticket, I mean,
You're losing out. But they can still stream it. So let's not break their hearts too early on a Monday morning. You can still stream it on the Fresh FM social media platform. So, Mufaro, you and your team, how are things going right now pertaining to just, you know, getting ready for the Indaba and so forth?
No, I was busy telling Lisa as well as Janji that there's so much that's currently happening.
Yeah.
So, obviously, our mind is just like focused in ensuring that come Wednesday morning, when you enter the space, you're going to be blown away. And like what Lisa said, it being the first of its kind, because we came from a point where we used to have the Women's Summit.
And we had
it for 12 years.
Yes.
And a lot of people were asking us, you know.
That I was never invited to. I love that.
You're just throwing that in, right? Just in jail. You just decided, let me also throw my things
in. The time to hold, you're accountable.
Okay.
But yeah, go for it.
Mm. So, where was the boy child is the question that we kept on getting asked. And this is the reason why we came up with the OMF Indaba. And this is, you know, something that is exciting all of us. And I think the topic is one that is on everybody's lips. Mm. Youth unemployment is very significant.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, the question comes down to is, after this, so what?
Exactly.
Is what everybody's asking us.
Absolutely.
But if you come, you're going to be able to answer that question for yourself.
You know what question that I want to ask all of you right now is just how important, or how excited, first of all, are you to be a part of this? Two, how important is it for platforms like this? You know, I wish we had this in my day. You know, I always make my son sound very old, but I'm not. But I'm just saying, you know, how excited are you to be a part of this? Yanji?
Yeah, no, very, very excited to be a part of it. It's obviously a very important social issue that we must address.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with that, it requires conversation. It requires engagement, ongoing
engagement
as well.
Yeah.
And it's from all spheres of it, from a very professional one also. And also to make a little bit of light, but not be insensitive about it also, because that's how you make sure everybody's involved in the conversation.
And I
like the concept of it as well. You start off serious and you kind of just basically close it off with a little bit of a, you know, like you bring the people together and say, we're going to fight this together.
Yeah. That's where you come in, right? That's where you come in. So quickly tell us what you are going to be bringing to the table. And I'm asking this so that everyone just understands exactly what to expect on the day.
Oh, okay. No, on the day, I only come in at the happy hour.
Right.
And this is going to be in late afternoon.
We're here for it.
So there's going to be a bunch of other artists, also poets and the likes and comedians. I am going to do some comedy.
Okay.
Censored comedy.
You funny?
If I might. Only on weekends.
You funny?
I'm going to have to try this on the Wednesday also. But of course,
it's
an interesting concept as well, because if you want to keep it theme related also and try to be a bit more socially engaging with it also, I think I'm going to try to have a lot of fun with it as well. Yeah.
I hear you. Mufaro, quickly break down for us as to what we can actually expect on the day itself.
Okay, so come Wednesday morning, we're going to start off with our official opening. Then right after that, we're going to go into the panel discussion, which Lisa is a part of.
Yeah, yeah.
And after the panel discussion is done, we're going to then have our official opening because we've got 10 vendors that we're able to source. The main reason around this is because...
Wait, you sourced them yourself?
Yes.
All right.
So we had a call out and they applied, then we selected 10. The main reason being that entrepreneurship is very central to addressing youth unemployment sort of unemployment. So we're going to be having vendors there. So if you want to buy something, you can come through and get something.
Support your own. Absolutely.
Exactly. Mm. Then we're going to have two sessions, one on career building and another on public speaking.
Mm.
And the key aim around this is to say, if you're going to go for an interview, and Lisa coaches people on how to do interviews, she'll tell you that the one key thing is being able to articulate yourself very well. And that is the most important thing, because you can have a CV that is beautiful, but if you can't translate it, that somebody says, you know, wow,
we're
going to hire you. You don't get hired. Then we're going to close it off with a happy hour that I'm looking forward to, because it's been a long 2 months.
Right?
If I drink, I'll be drinking that day. But
unfortunately,
I'll be having myself some good water.
You can't.
No, man, we can just have that water. Just put it in a flask and just pretend to be smiling. So that is the day. So by about 10, we should all be in our beds at home.
Yeah,
and
safely.
And doing what we need to do. But we really want to thank Fresh FM, because without them, for those that can't attend, they wouldn't be able to, you know, witness this. So we really want to say thank you so much to Future Media and the Fresh FM team.
Yeah, absolutely. So Lisa, you coach us on how to land our jobs. Maybe you can just give us a little bit more insight as to what the panel discussion is going to be all about. And also, most importantly, what you, Black Queen, brings to the table.
The pressure is getting worse. So the title, the panel discussion, is Spilling Tea on Youth Unemployment. And
yeah,
as
yeah.
Mufaro mentioned, I think it's one of the social issues that is affecting a lot of our graduates. Now, I often get very sad when I see somebody 30 years and you still haven't had your first job.
And you actually even have qualifications.
Or you're still living with your parents. I mean, it's a dream for a lot of graduates when you complete your studies that you need to land a job. But the current economic challenges, are the jobs there? And I often say that these days, jobs don't look for you. You have to look for jobs. So sharing tips in terms of what should I do? Because newspapers, you know, not everyone can afford to buy newspapers every day. They're not cheap. So how do I find those jobs? And about 80%. So I used to tweet and say that 60% of jobs are not advertised, but the number has actually increased to 80% of jobs are not advertised. And last night I was looking at an article that actually says, especially for leadership positions, those are not even, you know, you don't find...
No, a lot of the times it's just headhunted,
And when I see on LinkedIn, sometimes people say, I'm hiring, and I see people say, please get in touch with me, I know who I can refer you for these jobs. So how do we get people to be referred, and the networking? And sometimes the youth themselves say that there's a thin line between networking and corruption. But people, brands, and old mutuals can attest, Mufaro is here. You don't just want to hire anyone. It's like dating. You rather, you know, you do a bit of background.
No, absolutely. What? No. Let me tell you.
Is it a happy hour time?
No. If you approach Jaquan, I am calling my people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the bank even. You were saying...
How much?
Yeah, how much is... what's going on there?
Are they insured with Old Mutual?
Come on. That's important.
Yeah, so those kind of things. And also branding ourselves, you know. And I like the fact that the Indaba is focused on millennials and Gen Z. There's a lot of myth in the workplace about the millennials. And the Gen Z in terms of who they are in the workplace and the type of attitude of
and ethics and so forth
that they bring to the table. So also just alerting, and lately social media, we saw what has been trending: dancing at work. If I work here, am I allowed to dance?
We can, but
how is the
not in uniform?
How is the workplace changing the dynamics? Also, sensitizing organizations in terms of the trends in the workplace, generations, what they bring to the table, and how we can create workplaces that are conducive. Because we attract and say, come work for us, and then I work for you. There's like a whole box. Gen Zs don't want to be in a box.
They don't want
anymore.
To be boxed. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, they just want to work from home.
I like Lisa. She must see those things on Wednesday so that we can
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Should I go deeper?
You must go deeper, my sister.
I actually wanted to ask a question to all of you here. As much as we're going to be, you know, we can laugh about this, but it's a very serious issue.
Yeah.
And I have to implore you, actually, just not implore, actually applaud you and the team by actually creating this platform. Mm-hmm. Have you any of you guys been unemployed before?
I have been unemployed when I completed my studies at UNAM. I studied industrial psychology, and back then, getting a job was not easy. And you mentioned in the beginning, like, I wish I had this kind of sessions and information. And one of the reasons I became a coach in terms of interviews and sharing tips on to job seekers is because there was a time I needed the information, the tips, and how to get a job. So it took me 5 years to land a job in my field. But there's stuff that I've been doing to actually prepare myself to get to getting a job in my field. Of course, it doesn't mean like I was unemployed. I was like, maybe projects. You know, when you do admin, and then it's not really giving you that fulfillment and purpose and alignment in terms of, I studied industrial psychology. I must be advising employers and employees. So that made me get to, you know,
the coaching in the space that you're in right now.
Yeah.
Okay, Yanja, have you been unemployed before?
As the comedian, I'm always unemployed. I don't have but from an auditor perspective, I did essentially start off my career in a different department than the one that I did want to be in because of the fact that there wasn't enough space in the audit firm that I was in. And I think just to latch on what Lisa just said on that is the fact that if you don't know whether there's availability on the job that you're getting into, then it becomes a bit of a gray field of what you're going to do when you're done with university. And I think that is where the breach is sometimes, is that the throughput between what the demand is versus what we are studying is a little bit, there's injustice in that to a certain degree. If you could ensure that obviously the school leavers and the varsity leavers have somewhere to get into, then you'd better manage the numbers that you're taking in from a varsity perspective. Mm-hmm. The employers would better manage the takings and such. I think there's a lot more, like, again, social integration that we should do from all different levels leading up to employment.
Mm. So clearly you can see it's just not someone that's very fun. He also... He's studied this one. You can hear it. Mufaro, can you remember a time when you were unemployed in your life? And maybe just to share a little bit of what space you were in.
I wouldn't say unemployed, but I think similar to... In between jobs. But I think I recall there was a time that I had to basically work for free. And this was from the basis. This was from the basis that you ask yourself that either you stay home and do nothing, or you go there and hope that they employ you. And I was fortunate enough that, you know, the conditions opened up and something, was offered to me. So I would say to anybody that is saying, you know what, I don't have a job, you know, always find some way or something to do, because the last thing that you want to do is just stay at home. And I think Lisa can speak more to the mental illness that you know prevails if you're just going to be home, depression that undergo. So there's just so much that I would really recommend, that don't just stay home and not be around people who can advise you or assist you in some way or another.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So you need to make use of this platform, honestly, that was created by all the Old Mutual family. You guys are definitely family. Keep advertising with Fresh FM. But yeah, team, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much. I know that it's a Monday. It's early in the morning. Yeah. Some of us are used to it, but you might not be. All right, and I really hope to all the listeners who are listening right now that you gained a little bit more insight. It's also going to be a great space to network, and I think that's the one thing that we need to mention as well. It's going to be a good time. Funny guy.
Yes, ma'am.
Ohongwan, what's that DP hapo?
Where's your D? Oh, files and admin. No, I was everywhere. I had a very long study journey, to be honest. I was not always successful. I must put that out.
As long as you finish the race, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't speak about it enough. Like, it's taboo if you fail. But it's,
I hear
it's all right.
You.
I'm okay with it now.
Yeah.
Aliyah
said something about getting back up again. I think that's all that matters. Thank you so much, guys.
Wonderful.
We are excited. I'm excited. I'll be there for your hour. Very excited about the happy hour.
Woo!
Right? Keep it locked to our social media platforms to find out how you can stream. And most importantly, actually, check out our website. We do have a schedule up on how you can stream. That is the Old Mutual Foundation in Durba that is happening in 2 days.
Okay, so we need to record all of this in the next 30 seconds, okay?